Time for another Castle Country Focus update on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning, I have Kevin Kitchen. He is with UDOT, and we need to talk a little bit about the bridge project and, of course, Highway 10. Kevin, how are you this morning?
Doing very well. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, what is the latest on the bridge project?
Well, Dave, you folks have probably noticed they're not seeing any activity taking place right now. What's happened is we have to have permissions from the railroad in order to work and do the demolition that takes place over the railroad. Previously, we were able to get approval to get some flaggers into position and do what we call faults work. That's work underneath that helps to catch debris and so forth like that, but it's not the actual demolition. And separate permit process for that. This is an issue not just with this particular bridge, but around the state. We're seeing this as we're waiting to hear back from the railroad to get those permit approvals. And so it's putting the project on a delay at this point. We think that we can, you know, we were expecting or at least hoping to have that permit by this, you know, a day or so ago, but we still haven't seen it. And so we're kind of at the mercy of the railroad to hear when we can do the go-ahead on the rest of that demolition. In the meantime, the contractors have been looking at any place they could potentially condense schedule, things like curing times and things like that, but we have to be very careful with that. And so at this point, I think if we were to get approvals today, there's a good possibility we could keep on schedule or make up some schedule. But if we don't see those approvals soon, you know, we could be pushing this project into the school year.
And that was the next question that I had was, did you kind of schedule for the wait from the railroad, or is it going to kind of start eating into your schedule now?
Yeah, so yeah, really, at this point, we could see it starting to affect schedule. There's a couple of issues with it. What happens is, number one, the contractor, you know, they mobilize and they move all that equipment. They've got other jobs, of course, going on and so forth. And if that equipment is not being used, obviously they're typically losing money. And so they may have to demobilize one or two pieces of equipment and take them somewhere else while they're waiting for these permissions, and then that means that they need to bring them back again. There are other more very costly ways to do things. Theoretically, you could get in there with a crane or something and rip that thing apart, but the costs would be phenomenal, and the mobilization and the setup, and even if we'd have the area and the clearances to do it, would be pretty impossible at this point. So, or just highly unlikely, I guess, is the best way to put it. So we're looking at all the different ways we can to work with the contractor on that. And the other issue that we have is what we do with those railroad flaggers. Those are specifically approved railroad flaggers by the railway. We're fortunate we were able to ship a couple off to another project in an area where they could be used. But those are all costs that kind of build up over time as we wait.
All right. So we're just kind of we're in a holding pattern on the First North Bridge right now, just kind of waiting for clearances from the railroad. Is there anything of interest that we need to know about what's going on Highway 10 right now?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the project's going really well there. Folks probably notice it's not a real long stretch, but there's some pretty significant things going on as they dig down. And, of course, specifically for those few residences right in there, a couple of heads-up items on that. Accesses to the driveways, you know, you've got about a 10-inch drop-off there on the east side. Of course, they're moving traffic over onto that temporary pavement now on the west side. And so a couple of issues for folks that live there. One is garbage collection, right? And so what they're asking is the folks that are involved there to just set their cans out, and then the construction workers will move those over to the garbage trucks so that they can pick those up so that we don't run into issues with people in the work zone and injuries and things like that. And then the other is just the accesses, the driveway accesses for those areas where those are the drop-offs. They do have specific areas that are ramped, so people shouldn't have to drive over a 10-inch gap, and then they kind of work you back to your different residences. So it's a handful of people, obviously, through there, but if you're one that's affected, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a pain. I can tell you that driving through that, it reminds me a little bit of some work that we did down in St. George on Bluff Street, a very urban street, in as much as, you know, if you get a lot of people going through there, it's hard to get on and off, and there's just a few people that need access there, and so we would just say, hey, if you're a great neighbor, give them the opportunity to get into that line if they're coming from the side like that, and it probably won't cost people very much time at all.
All right, so just be a good neighbor out there, right?
Right. And then, of course, we're starting to pick up a little bit more in some of the towns south of there, Farron, Castledale, as they're working on pedestrian ramps there. You'll probably start to see a few small traffic restrictions in those on those main streets and state streets as they move in to level out some lanes and get prepared for some preservation work on those. But we're not expecting any major delays from any of these projects. The contractor does tell us on the bridge project that they are geared to jump on it as quickly as possible. It's a high priority, obviously. And so, like I said, the deal with these bridges is a statewide deal. A statewide issue that we're dealing with at this time, and we're hoping to get some response from the railroad.
All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for taking out the time to kind of keep us informed this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in another couple of weeks.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a great day. That was Kevin Kitchen with UDOT. This has been another Castle Country Focus interview. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, go to castlecountryradio.com.